And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
As the economic toll to North Carolina continues to grow, thanks to the LGBT law HB2, passed by the General Assembly and signed by Governor Pat McCrory, some state leaders are starting to panic. There's talk of special bipartisan commissions about bathroom policy and repeated calls for the Charlotte City Council to repeal its common sense ordinance that protected LGBT people from discrimination. That's what prompted the General Assembly to respond with a ridiculous statewide law that has brought condemnation and boycotts of the state. The folks now looking for a way out of it all are looking in the wrong direction. Charlotte didn't pass anything that discriminated against people and damaged North Carolina's reputation. The General Assembly did. The best place for any discussion about how to fix it needs to start in Raleigh. The easiest answer would be for lawmakers to repeal HB2, or at least pass a state law banning discrimination against LGBT people in employment and public accommodations. Then set up a commission to talk about bathroom policy. Let's first agree in the law that we do not discriminate. That is the place any conversation must start. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.